Welcome to Real Talk, Real Women, Breaking the Silence Around Abuse. I am Gemma Serenity Gorokoff, your host, and today we have a very special and unique guest, Katie Entrekin. She is the founder of Beautiful Beast Within Studios, as well as neurotransformational coach in the midst of many other wonderful titles. Thank you so much for being here today, Katie. Thank you for joining us. My first question for you. Can you please, first of all, tell us a little bit who you are, what you do nowadays, and tell us some of your stories where you overcame some sort of abuse?
Sure. My name is Katie, and right now I am a neurotransformational coach and personal trainer, and I help humans heal their relationship to food and to exercise and to their bodies and to themselves. And I mainly work with people who have a history of disordered eating and exercise patterns, and who have just gotten stuck in the tornado of diet culture, so to speak. I myself pretty much spent 27 years on a diet in my lifetime. And it started in childhood, actually. My parents got divorced when I was 7. And at that point, I started emotionally eating. Of course, at 7, you don't know that's what you're doing. You're just eating. And by the time I was 8, I had gained a little bit of weight. And I was like a chubby kid, which, side note, a lot of kids are chubby. It's normal. You know, we grow this way, then we grow this way, then we grow this way, then we grow this way. And my grandmother was actually my biggest bully. I was bullied at school for my weight and because I had a funny looking nose. But my grandma, she would do things like have parties for the holidays and offer everybody appetizers except for me, and then tell me, well, you don't need it. And I was like a child. So when I was about, I think I was 10, my mom, who also had a history of disordered eating and exercise behaviors because of who she grew up with, she went on these diet pills called phentermine, and back in the day it was like this, it was called Fen-Phen. It was mixed with Pondamin, which is supposed to help you not crave sugar. But anyway, long story short, I begged her to go on these diet pills, and so I was put on diet pills when I was 10. My grandma wanted to send me to fat camp, and basically all the messages that I was getting was, you're not good enough, you take up too much space, and shrink your body as much as you possibly can, and then you'll have value. So I didn't have very good self-esteem growing up, no confidence. And when I was 16, I started dating my ex-husband, now ex-husband. And the thoughts behind that was, he's paying attention to me, he must love me. And I settled and I married him. And that was a whole other abusive relationship. He never physically hurt me, but I always felt like it was coming. And there was a point when I realized that I didn't know who I was anymore. Because in relationships like that, they like chip little pieces at a time until finally there's no more of you left. And so I didn't know who I was. And I knew that if I stayed in this relationship with this man, that I would die, either self-inflicted or him killing me. So after my divorce, I thought it would be a fantastic idea to undereat and overexercise, which is not funny, but I use humor sometimes as a coping mechanism. And so I got into this really bad relationship with myself, to which I would obsess over the scale. I would obsess over the number of calories I was eating. I would obsess over how much I was working out. I would obsess over how much I was eating. And if anything was off slightly, it would throw me into a downward emotional spiral, and I would end up in bed for the day crying and sleeping. So, fast forward, I remarried, and I think it was about 5 years ago. Oh, remarried, had a baby, and got into the largest body I'd ever been in. And the first message that we get as women when we have babies is, get your body back. And so the mental spiral just started again with, you know, I'm not good enough because I'm too big, I'm taking up too much space, blah, blah, blah. And then I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, a friend of mine said, have you ever heard of intuitive eating? And those words kind of changed my life forever. I looked it up. I found the book. I read the book. The book changed my life. And since then, I've been healing my relationship to food, my relationship to exercise, my relationship to my body. The relationship to my body has gone from hate to love. So it went from
that's funny. So yeah. You evolved your relationship with yourself. Starting with hate, going to love, going through several stages during your recovery of your identity and of your beauty. Right?
Yeah.
I understand that. So there must have been a moment in time when you've realized, and that one I'm really going to focus on the self-abuse part, your own relationship with yourself. At what moment in time did you choose to change the way you feel about yourself and to realize that you are worthy of your own love, regardless whatever whoever else is telling you back? What was that shift? Because as you went from hatred of your own body up to love, there must have been a shift. What was that shift? What was that story or that moment when everything changed?
So about a year ago in April, I took a certification course for my neurotransformational certification, and it was a 5-day event. It was like 7 or 8 hours a day, probably more, and it was just full of people who accepted me exactly as I am. And I had already started my healing because the book I found 4 or 5 years ago. And this class that I took was just like, I have to have my own back, because even though this life is full of unknown things in it, right? You know, we never know what to expect in life. But what you can expect in these moments of the unexpected is that you're going to be there. So you have to have your own back, and I have to have my own back. And so I keep this note on my desk. It says, you're the only person I need to go through this life with. And it's a note to myself. And it's huge. It's huge.
It is huge. Yeah. Realize that at the end of the day, there is no one else than you. Because when you go back to sleep every single night, you are not with whoever is with you in that same room or in that same home. You are alone with yourself, with your own pain, your own thoughts, your own creative mind, your own creative thoughts, and your subconscious mind, who actually learned a whole lot from you and keeps on feeding you back what you have planted in it.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful that you have that that saying, that reminder, to continuously remind yourself that you are the only one who can give you that love that you are yearning for, that validation that you were hoping to find in grandma, mother, and other bully in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. And not that we don't need other people in our lives. I mean, we're humans and we need relationships, which is another huge part of our health. But having your own back is so big. And I didn't know how to do that until a year ago when I was in that class, and everybody loved me for who I was exactly in that moment, and for what I looked like exactly in that moment, and for how much I weighed exactly in that moment. And it's interesting because I finally got that self-acceptance with permission from other people, which is strange, but that's how it was for me.
That is a transformational moment. That is a shift in consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's nice. I remember when, as the audience may or may not know, I'm victorious over 15 years of domestic violence. And when I met Sasha, my beloved third, last, and dream husband, after 15 years of abuse, I was relearning from scratch how to love, how to respect, how to feel loved, how to feel respected, how to behave, how to act myself. And we went all the way from Switzerland, where we are from originally, to California for a one-week intensive course of high-performance leadership. But during that course, I had exactly the same experience as you. It was the first time I was really with a group of other people who resemble what I envisioned myself to become. And they all loved me and accepted me the way I was at that moment in time. So I can 100% relate with that transformation, because it is huge to indeed have the validation of that group who are all learning how to transform from within and who are validating you at the same time, giving you permission to love yourself fully, completely. That matters. It's paramount.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a shift in consciousness. That's amazing. So how did you evolve from that newfound place of self-love and self-validation, regardless of what the scale does, shows, regardless what you eat, regardless how you exercise? None of that matters. You know that you are loved by yourself. Therefore, you can accept and allow others to love you. How did your life change from that moment on, this last year?
I would say, you know, a lot of people that are starting on their, I call it a health adventure. Some people call it a journey. I feel like journey has an end destination, but a health adventure implies that it's for your life, right? And so many people begin their health adventure from a place of hate. They hate themselves. They hate the way they look. And so therefore they must change it by getting healthy, right? So what shifted for me is wanting to be healthy and taking care of me and taking care of my body, making sure I get enough to eat, making sure I'm not over-exercising. And I do it from a place of love. Like, I am not just I love me, but the act of doing healthy behaviors is I am loving me by doing these things. And so, yeah, I think that's probably the biggest shift that I've had.
I believe you. And the good news is that you are showing an amazing example to your child.
Yeah.
Now this person is following in your footsteps, observing you, absorbing everything, learning by watching you. And now your child is really looking at a mommy who gives herself permission to love herself and to not overdo, not overexercise, not overeat, not undereat either.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a beautiful example. That's a success.
Yeah. On a side note with that, he'll say, "Mommy, let's go work out." Because we have a gym in my garage, and he does it because it's fun for him. Like, he goes on all the different machines. It's really cute. But sometimes I'll stand back and be like, look, he's doing this because he loves it, not because anybody told him to hate himself, you know? So I think that's it's huge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is very important. So how have you turned that self-abuse into love so that you become now an amazing trainer, coach, changing mind, changing bodies, helping? So how do you now approach your clients? Because you know exactly what they're going through. So tell us a little bit about your business and your clients, who they are, how you love them.
The first thing I do is make everyone throw their scales away. in the book Intuitive Eating, one of the my favorite quotes, it's very simple, but it's weight is not a behavior. Our weight fluctuates daily, minutely. You know, it's sad to see an entire society looking at a number and having that determine your health. And so instead of weight, we focus on behaviors and things like, are you getting enough sleep? Are you healing your mind? Are you moving in a way that brings you joy? Are you pampering yourself every once in a while? Are you connecting with other people? Are you connecting with yourself? And so that's basically how I approach health now versus let's get that scale number down to as little as possible and keep it there forever, because that's impossible. Yeah.
Especially when then you become pregnant and you discover that your body has really the ability to adapt to so many experiences.
Yes. Yeah.
Our bodies are plastic. They change. They keep on changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing. And we are much more able than we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
Much more powerful, much more strength, much more resistance, much more resilience than what we may think we have.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk into that? With all that neurotransformational certification behind you, how does our vision of ourselves shape who we are or how we show up?
That's a good question. I can go back to the example of going from a place of hate, or starting your health adventure from a place of hate. If you start from a place of hate, then nothing you do, especially if weight is the goal, we have a tendency to say, okay, I have this goal weight, and then this is where I'm going to be for the rest of my life, and that's the goal. You're never going to attain that. And once you don't attain that, it could make you hate yourself even more. So when you're doing it from a place of love and learning that a lot of what diet culture teaches us is actually crap, and it's actually people trying to sell their items, you know, one size fits all things. When you go from a place of love, you learn to listen to yourself. You learn to listen to your body. And I think that's one of the biggest things is on the personal training side. It's called personal training because it's personal. It's not one size fits all. And so really tuning into yourself can help you change your beliefs about yourself to a point where if you're really tuned in with yourself, you're able to filter out all the garbage that's out there telling you how to control your body. Does that make sense?
It does make sense to me. Yeah, and I think that answers the question beautifully. Alrighty. I was a guest on your podcast a couple of months ago, and Sasha too. What is the name of your podcast and how and what is the mission of your podcast?
The podcast is called Unveiling the Beast, and this is a podcast. It's kind of off topic of what I normally do, but I interview people who tell their stories, whether it's from domestic violence to a 3-time cancer survivor to any kind of story, because I believe that every time somebody shares their story, at least one person could be inspired by it or possibly even change their life. And so I interview people from all over the world, all walks of life. And the intention is for at least one listener to have some sort of inspiration by the end of the show.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Yes, indeed. And I was thinking that as you have some music instruments around you, and we understand that studios is the last your business. We happened to talk music during my entire interview.
Yes.
Did not even mention domestic violence, advocacy, Real Talk, Real Women, or anything like that. I was even thinking, shall we record another episode? Probably. Just to complete that entire story, because it's a whole. Music is, of course, part of my being. I mean, it was such a free-flowing conversation, truly amazing. And as Unveiling the Beast podcast is really about sharing that story of from victim to victory, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we should do another one.
Let's do it. Yeah. I will send you the link as soon as we get off.
Awesome. Okay, so you have this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
How about your website? What can we find on your website?
My website is still in the works, but I offer a free coaching call for anybody and everybody. It's a 1-hour call. And if you just go to beautifulbeastwithin.com and click on the big purple button, you can set up your appointment with me just to talk for an hour and see what's going on. If I can support you with anything, any kind of anything. Really?
Anything basically mind-related, relationship to self, relationship to other, relationship to body, relationship to fitness or not, eating, maybe even body dysmorphia, I would imagine, and things like that.
Yes.
So
yes.
That kind of anything, and even music, just talk music.
Mm-hmm. Music, yeah. Even if you just need somebody to talk to for an hour, I'm your girl.
Oh,
yeah.
So much. Alrighty, so I think we said it all. Oh, and I absolutely love your Instagram, beautiful_beast_within, because if you just put the letters, it's someone else.
Yes.
These are the underscore. So Beautiful Beast Within, that's a very interesting gallery that you have here, showcasing you with your gorgeous picture, with your dress and that symbol with your hand, but you are also showcasing a little snippet of your guest speakers and sharing your own advice, experience, your bubbly self.
Yes. Instagram is my main jam, and it shows every and all aspects of me. And basically, my Instagram, what you see on there is what you get in real life. So
that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think you are beautiful from within, and it radiates outside. And that's, I'm so happy and grateful to have met you, to connect with you, and to together uplift the world, together give back hope to those who need it. Thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate you.